Tumor Revein Anatomy, Prior to Radiofrequency Catheter Ablation of the Pulmonary Veins in Atrial Fibrillation, and Awareness of the Patient's Left Atrial and Pulmonary Vein Anatomy can enable accurate targeting and planning through the measurement of osteo diameter. Characterization of variants in pulmonary vein anatomy, such as accessory pulmonary veins or common pulmonary vein osteo, and the identification of anomalies such as anomalous pulmonary venous return, pulmonary vein occlusion, or the presence of a persistent left superior vena cava. Cardiac computed tomography offers excellent spatial resolution and is considered the gold standard in assessing the diameter, morphology, and anatomy of the pulmonary veins. Variations in pulmonary vein anatomy are common and can be easily assessed with computed tomography. Some studies have shown that isolation of supranumerary veins may contribute to precision success in atrial fibrillation ablation. However, other studies have demonstrated that outcomes following cryoablation therapy or radiofrequency ablation are unaffected by variations of pulmonary vein anatomy. Computed tomography imaging may be able to predict the likely difficulty of pulmonary vein isolation during cryoablation ablation for atrial fibrillation. All found that a large maximum to minimum osteo diameter detected on computed tomography, termed the eccentricity index, was associated with greater difficulty in isolating the inferior pulmonary vein during cryoablation ablation. Translation of these observations into prediction of long-term precision outcomes or to guide selection of ablation modalities require further investigation. Pulmonary vein stenosis. Pulmonary vein stenosis is a recognized complication of atrial fibrillation ablation close to or within the pulmonary vein ostea. Close to or within the pulmonary vein ostea, symptoms typically take weeks to months to manifest and include shortness of breath, dry cough, and in some instances, chest pain. Pulmonary vein occlusion can lead to various infection and pulmonary hypertension. In cases of pulmonary vein stenosis, cardiac computed tomography can demonstrate direct imaging findings such as an abrupt cutoff or narrowing of a pulmonary vein, as well as indirect imaging findings such as regional lung edema, lung infection, or an increased blood contrast transit time in the lung drained by the stenosis vein. Extracardiac structures. Injury to extracardiac structure is a recognized but fortunately rare complication of atrial fibrillation ablation. The esophagus lies adjacent to the posterior wall of the left atrium, leaving it vulnerable to injury during radiofrequency catheter ablation. This can lead to the formation of atrial esophageal fistula, a rare but potentially life-threatening complication of radiofrequency catheter ablation. Cardiac computed tomography can identify areas of left atrium lying in direct proximity to the esophagus. Theoretically, this could allow titration ablation energy delivery in arterial regions close to the esophagus to minimize the risk of esophageal injury. However, this has not been implemented in routine clinical practice, as the use of pre-precisional computed tomography imaging is limited by the potential of intra-precisional esophagus movement. This has resulted in the development of real-time methods using modalities such as intracardiac echocardiography and mapping ablation catheters to assess the esophageal position during catheter ablation. Methods to reduce risk of arterial esophageal fistula formation, such as active esophageal cooling and mechanical esophageal displacement in conjunction with pre- and intra-precisional esophageal imaging, have also been a variable success. Signs and symptoms of this life-threatening complication are non-specific, and the time of onset is highly variable. Computed tomography imaging with contrast can rapidly and reliably diagnose arterial esophageal fistula with the visualization of intravenous contrast passing from the left atrium to the esophagus, with other potential features including gas in the cardiac chambers, pericardial effusion, pneumomediastinum, left atrial wall thickening, and adjacent fat stranding. The proximity of the right and the left phrenic nerves with the right superior pulmonary vein and the left atrial appendages roof respectively also leaves these structures vulnerable to injury during ablation. Imaging of the right cardiophrenic artery with cardiac computed tomography can locate the right phrenic nerve. Horton showed that approximately right phrenic nerve location within 10 millimeters of the right superior pulmonary vein conferred to a higher risk of phrenic nerve injury. However, this technique is not routinely implemented in clinical practice, as other techniques are used to minimize the risk of phrenic nerve injury, such as immediate balloon deflation during cranial ablation, pacing to identify phrenic nerve capture, and intra-precisional diaphragmatic monitoring. The future. Advances in computed tomography imaging prediction analysis provide the opportunity for its role in atrial fibrillation assessments to expand. Techniques including computational modeling, artificial intelligence-based imaging, atrial wall thickness assessment, and epicardial adipose tissue calibration may enable an individualized precision cardiology approach to atrial fibrillation management. This section summarizes these approaches and suggests areas where future research developments using computed tomography may address knowledge gaps in the management of atrial fibrillation. Computed modeling of atrial structure and function. Computational modeling of atrial structure and function. The ability for cardiac computed tomography To accurately delineate atrial structure can enable the acquisition of complex three-directional dimensional human atrial geometry, which can form the basis of computational organ-level atrial models. This use information from cell-level scales and mathematical modeling of human action potential conduction to simulate electrical propagation in atrial fibrillation. The use of one-dimensional and two-dimensional tissue models can be used to investigate atrial fiber architecture and provide an understanding of how electrical conduction occurs within tissue. Computational models can be used to characterize an individual's substrate severity and lead to personalized atrial fibrillation ablation therapy. One used cardiac computed tomography to create atrial models, which could be used to compare different ablation strategies for atrial fibrillation. Computed tomography was used to generate patient-specific three-dimensional left atrial geometry for finite element models for 20 patients. And these were used to test 5 different virtual ablation strategies and compare outcomes. A small randomized trial has subsequently demonstrated superiority of computational modeling-based catheter ablation approach versus empirical catheter ablation with respect to the trial's primary endpoint of freedom from atrial tachycardia arrhythmia lasting longer than 30 seconds. It is promising that this approach has been shown to lead to a reduction in atrial fibrillation burden. However, further research is required to assess whether this translates into an improvement in clinical outcomes. Computational modeling for personalized atrial fibrillation procedure planning is an area of active research, offering the potential to better understand arrhythmia physiology and improve clinical arrhythmia prevention, risk stratification, and treatment. In the future, we may be able to create patient-specific computational models which capture the mechanism underpinning the initiation and the maintenance of atrial fibrillation in individual patients and subsequently design pathophysiology-based treatment strategies. The realistic computational electrophysiology simulations for the targeted treatment of atrial fibrillation study will aim to use computational modeling to define patient-specific mechanism of atrial fibrillation. Future research development using computational models may require three-dimensional anatomical geometry and cardiac computed tomography is therefore likely to play a role in the generation of these models. A key advantage of cardiac computed tomography in this setting is the high spatial resolution of image acquisition, which enables accurate anatomical assessment of wall thickness and left atrium appendage morphology. Previous studies using magnetic resonance imaging to evaluate the role of computational modeling in atrial fibrillation therapy have been unable to include variations in left atrium wall thickness or appendage morphology. Interestingly, variations in left atrial wall thickness have been correlated with wave dynamics in atrial fibrillation. While the left atrial appendage is a frequent location for reentrant drivers sustaining atrial fibrillation, Computational models, which include wall thickness and actual panel morphology, may identify variations in atrial fibrillation complex which are not evident when these parameters are excluded from simulations, underlining the importance of considering detailed patient-specific atrial autonomy when investigating the mechanism sustaining atrial fibrillation. Machine learning is likely to be beneficial for personalized atrial fibrillation care in the future. In atrial fibrillation screening pathways, machine learning has the potential to improve stroke prediction and optimizing treatment strategies. The potential role of machine learning-based computed tomography in atrial fibrillation screening has been demonstrated by Aquino. The authors found that a deep learning algorithm enabled automated measurements of left atrial volume on non-contrast lung cancer screening scans, and that these measurements may be associated with an increased risk of new-onset atrial fibrillation within 5 years. The authors found that a deep learning algorithm enabled automated measurements of left atrial volume on non-contrast lung cancer screening scans, and that these measurements may be associated with an increased risk of new-onset atrial fibrillation within 5 years. While further studies are required to delineate the precise link between automated computed tomography measurements and risk of atrial fibrillation, such a study demonstrates that potential for machine learning to enable population screening on scans performed for other purposes. This may enable the application of technologies to facilitate screening, diagnosis, risk stratification in atrial fibrillation in the future. Improved image quality with machine learning-based reconstruction algorithm may improve the ability to assess thin structures such as the atrial wall. Furthermore, the use of machine learning-based algorithm can enable fast, fully automated quantification of left atrial volume and function with similar levels of accuracy in comparison to manual quantification by an expert radiologist. The use of such algorithm have the potential. The use of such algorithm has the potential to increase efficiency, reduce inter-observer variability, and enable accurate, reproducible actual assessment. The ability of cardiac computed tomography to characterize actual structure may prove to be of prognostic importance, as structure parameters such as left atrial volume or atrial severity have been shown to predict recurrence of arrhythmia after radiofrequency catheter ablation. However, the relationship between these biomarkers and atrial fibrillation recurrence is complex. Machine learning may help to decipher the combined impact of these biomarkers. Otto Fussell developed a machine learning model based on statistical shape differentiation to identify regional differences in left atrial shape. Pre-ablation computed tomography between patients who did and who didn't have atrial fibrillation recurrence after ablation. In a retrospective study of 68 patients, the authors identified surfaces of interest on atlases of atrial models. These were then used to show areas of the atrial surface that differed in patients with and without atrial fibrillation recurrence. The authors found that differences in shape around the pulmonary vein ostia and the left atrial appendage were predictive of recurrence and subsequently highlighted the requirement to perform future studies to precisely identify the exact types of shape changes associated with atrial fibrillation recurrence. Machine learning has also been applied in computed tomography to non-invasively predict left atrial wall stress with higher left atrial wall stress associated with an increased atrial fibrillation recurrence post-clitor ablation. In the future, pre-positional rhythmic features may be used to predict the likelihood of post-ablation recurrence in conjunction with clinical information to guide decision making regarding treatment.